Okay, hello everyone. This is Sherry Boone on September 16th, 2014 with Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Today, we're honored to have Patricia Bergen, MCC, as our guest coach. If you've not done so already, please do read Patty's complete bio and see her contact info at realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. So here is an outline of our call today. Patty will coach her clients for about 25 minutes. Then we'll interview Patty for about 10 minutes. Then we're going to open up the line for all of you to be able to ask questions. Then at 5 minutes before the hour, we will make a couple of announcements, and that's our special announcement, as Jamie mentioned a minute ago, and we'll close the call. So Patty and your client, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
And no everyone pleasure. Else, we just invite you now to sit back and listen in to this real coaching session. So Patty, when you're ready, please begin your coaching.
All right. Well, Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
I have just been introduced as fabulous and wonderful because these people know me. But I would want them to know you're pretty fabulous and wonderful. And I asked you if you wanted to do this because of the curiosity I see in you. So I'm curious, is there anything that made you say yes to doing this work with me in front of an audience?
Good question. I would say part of it was that it was absolutely curiosity, and I'm in front of people quite a bit in my work, but not in this type of environment. And there's that old Eleanor Roosevelt question about myth of do something that scares you a little bit every day. And so I thought, why not jump in?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And,
well,
of course, it's coaching.
It is coaching, absolutely. So it's just you and me for about 20, 25 minutes. No one will interrupt us. Is there anything further you need to do to just finish getting here? I know we've both come from busy mornings.
Using my laptop. There we go. I think that does it.
Okay. All right. Well, take a deep breath. I read, of course, your note to me yesterday. It's been a few weeks since we met. Do you want to do any review, or would you like to just head straight into your focus for the day?
Maybe I think just a short review in how some fairly large decisions that I'm making right now.
Yeah.
It's the dance between personal life, work life, and trying to make everything and looking for this healthy balance, which is missing at this point and has been for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing the importance and following a passion versus just saying it's been more of a tail wagging the dog, meaning here's an
mm-hmm.
opportunity and it's in my pathway and I trip over it. It's like I'll just pick that up and that's what I'll do for now. And I've been just thinking quite a bit about that as I look at my team and their some of them to the point of being distraught when we merged with this new company. And
mm-hmm.
I think the realization this past week for me has been, especially talking to the CEO, some pretty hard conversations and some direct questions which I have not posed. Can we change this? Or I'd like to do, making recommendations. And then finding out that her objectives and what she wants to see in the company do not meet with, in my view, a successful merging of my team. So in a way, this is it's become easier for me to say it's time to go?
Well, I hear the conviction in your voice. You were becoming clear about this a few weeks ago when we last talked, and you, in fact, I remember you said September was the month that you wanted to have this very clear conversation with Nancy. And you set it up. It's on for this Friday.
Yeah, we're talking about the business, the practice that I run, and
yep.
the profitability. And so this is what I'd like to focus on for the time that we have is
okay.
I think I said in my note to you, crafting an option, you know, it's at first I thought it was I'm going to leave, here's my 2-month notice, I'll make myself available half time to help transition someone else into it or look at options. And it's really that conversation, and it may change looking at, you know, our revenue, the revenue of the practice. And so I think I'll either come out of my Friday meeting saying, okay, this is great, we've got our profitability numbers, or there could be some improvements. Let's explore that. And there's a part of me in my gut that I'm somewhat concerned about going down a path that in a little over 1 month from that meeting, I'm going to have another conversation saying, I'm giving my 2-month notice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, one of the things that I get curious about as I listen to you, get ready for this conversation is I'm wondering what's negotiable for you, what is optional, and what is really a clear, firm decision that you will take with you into this meeting.
Okay, let's see. The clear, firm decision is I need to change the work, my work, my working life, and that's kind of that's the 30,000 foot level.
Yeah.
And then kind of coming in, I'm going to use two different metaphors. I'm going to use concentric circles since I just love concentric
circles.
All right.
All right.
So there, forget altitude. Now we're going flat. So on the outside, there's okay. Need to change this work life, and I come in a couple more circles, and it's change it. And what's non-negotiable is that I will not be a full-time employee with the level of responsibility that I have as of the end of December. That part I'm clear on, and what I'm less clear on, it's like that's the fix. So the variable part is that how much, what I would offer or do for her, for the company, for my team, as I transition out and away from the current work.
Yeah, what you will continue to do, what you will stop doing.
Right, right.
Is it like that?
It is, and I haven't spent time, and I meet you before, or I will, before we have, I have the conversation that I need to leave, or change our arrangement, however, and I'm going to look to you to help on this one, however I present that, just to give her some flexibility. I have an immense respect for her. I care for her personally, and I think you know the immense respect and love I have for my team. I've been working with them since 2007.
Yeah.
Talented, good people. And I know I can't change it. It's not satisfying, so that's that non-negotiable. I've got to step off.
Okay. Let me stop you for a second. When you say you don't want to be full time the end of December, does that mean you're going to wrap up entirely, or does that mean you'll go to half time?
I would like to offer her not half time of what my current full time is, but actually 20 hours a week for us to craft what I would do in that time for her, for the company.
Okay.
And
take a moment and just check in with your gut. You've got such a good gut about the notion of doing this work with 20 hours a week. Do you have any visceral response to that possibility?
I know where it is in my head. My gut is telling me, so what would you do in 20 hours a week that would be of service?
Yeah. Can you stay with that for just a second?
I'm sorry, what?
Can you stay with that question for just a second?
Yeah.
What would you do for 20 hours a week that would be pleasing and fulfilling to you and of service? See if you can answer from sort of the core of your Monica-ness.
I think the
core of yourself.
I think the most valuable thing, and it's not it does contribute to the bottom line. I'm thinking about, from her perspective, it's not revenue producing, but to me it's valuable, is making myself available for up to 20 hours for my current team, or to manage client needs. And the first being the most important, because they know how to take care of the clients.
Yeah. And does that fit with that would make Nancy happy, is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I think she would well, maybe since she wouldn't be paying a salary and benefits, maybe that would be a pretty good offer for her.
Mm-hmm. How about for you? You know, if you've only got 20 hours a week, if you've got a full 20 hours a week, there's a refrain, to contribute to this, is that what you want to be doing?
I think I wouldn't know until I started doing it, to tell you the truth. I think it's I've gone back and forth on whether it should be a clean break, and then I have the benefit of knowing this is coming. So at any one time when I'm on Microsoft's campus or working in the periphery, helping one of my team members, coaching through a situation, whatever it is, I have the opportunity now to kind of try on what is this going to be like if I don't have this.
Yeah.
And there are parts of it I will absolutely miss, and that I get, it's almost an adrenaline rush from. And I don't know, I'm going to ask you to ask me the question again, because I trailed off.
Yeah. When you said that if you had 20 hours a week, you want to use it in your availability to your team and your availability to the client's needs. And you thought that would be satisfying to Nancy. But then I brought it back to you. If you continued on in your affiliation with her, and you had a really clear definition about what you will do, would those two things be the best answer for who you are and what you want?
What just resonated with me is when you said a clear definition.
Mm-hmm.
That would be for a short term and transitioning out. If Nancy and I worked together to say, here's what would be most useful, and unless we both agree to it, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something we both agree to, then I can say that would be a great way to transition out.
How would you, coming back to your to the meeting on Friday, how would you say that to her?
Well, this is a good question because I hadn't, I look at Friday's meeting as one that Nancy scheduled this one, talking with each one of the practice leads to review profitability. And so I hadn't considered having this conversation with her until the end of October, because that would be that 2-month lead time.
Okay. Well, then go ahead.
Well, I welcome your thoughts here, Patty, because it's there's a part of me that feels a little disingenuous, mm-hmm. but not mentioning it when there's clearly an opportunity. It would be a natural, next step in conversation to go ahead and talk with Nancy about this very thing on Friday. It kind of hits me on my integrity button. I'm mm-hmm. surely not the first one who's ever had to go through this kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I hear that. Thoughtfulness in your voice. Well, knowing you, there's going to be a part of this clarity that you bring forward on Friday, even if it's not the whole picture.
That's what I'm anticipating getting from Friday is it's more input for consideration as I look at what I think is going to be the best that I can do just in my own little bubble to present mm-hmm. to Nancy. And I think this is going to be it's going to be that opportunity.
Okay. Are we hitting the focus correctly in talking about the meeting on Friday?
Actually, the meeting on Friday is just it's a data point. Those meetings don't worry me. It's going to be a conversation. I've been in her shoes. So that is just going to be some input from me. And what the juicy center core of this is the impact and the actual conversation saying, Nancy, I need to make a change here. And it's the end of October conversation.
Okay. If you could bullet point that conversation now, just in your conversation with yourself, maybe with me, could you do it? The key points of that
talking
actual...
point.
Yeah, for that, the end of October conversation.
Let's see. I would, it's, I think you'd frame it with the nature of the merge, what the intention was when we first spoke, where we are against what that what that intention was, where the company is, and where there is and is not flexibility.
Okay. Could I stop you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. We don't have our full hour.
Yeah, that's right. where I get curious is in, I know you're a great business strategist, and you can kind of give that vantage point. Where I get really curious is what you are asking for, what you want to say, and how you want to say it. And you've said things to me like, I want to go half time, I want less administrative responsibility, I don't want to be as available, I want to be out by the end of the year, stuff like that.
And I think the second thing you said, I didn't quite have a good connection there.
Oh, I said, you've talked about having less of an administrative load, for running.
Right. Yeah. What's changed between the two positions? Because I lost my my right hand, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I ask, what is it you want? We just got about five, 6 minutes left.
Got it.
Yeah.
So
go ahead. Sorry.
That's a great place to go. It's the even if I had because I don't want her to try to fix this. I don't want to mislead her, saying,
yeah.
"Oh, so if I just get you an admin person to take care of these things, so you can do nothing but lead and biz dev and all the things that are truly and at least from my perspective in my wheelhouse, then I'd stay on." And that's not correct. So it's a lack of satisfaction. It's a lack of
mm-hmm.
fulfillment. So I'm not satisfied with what I'm doing. I'm not fulfilled. If it were just about money, I'd stay. It's especially now versus the other company, there's not a collaboration, and the frustration in my team goes right to the core, and that was the last straw for me to be able to making this decision much easier. So,
okay.
Yeah, not fulfilled. I want to do something that's a lot more,
yeah.
has much more meaning.
Okay. Do you need a plan to put together that message?
I do.
Yeah. And I totally get it that your integrity is speaking to you and that it would be premature to, present the fullness of your plan on Friday. But what would it take for you to have the plan that you need?
Go ahead and elaborate. I need to elaborate on those talking points. Take a little time, sit with those, make some notes. Throw those back and get some time with you, and I'd like to say bash them about. And then toss them away, and knowing that that's all I needed to do. I need to think through this. And more than thinking through it, it's feeling through it, because, again, I'm leaving some people. The people are fantastic, but the work isn't.
Yeah, got it. And is there any data that you will pick up on Friday that will help you with this plan?
Yeah, definitely. Knowing where this my practice is, I know we're profitable, and I know there's some things I know, and there's others that she's going to shed light on. And if I find it will, what I can pick up on Friday will help me determine what I offer. That end of October conversation.
Got it. Okay, well, could I summarize what I'm hearing and you tell me if I got it?
Sure.
You have been so wisely rolling these ideas around your head and your heart and your gut for a while now. But when I ask if you need a plan, you kind of had a pretty immediate yes, that you needed to elaborate on your talking points. And I loved how you said, I need to think through it and feel through it and see if any of the information on Friday that you get sheds light on your talking points, maybe even opportunities. And that once you've got that, that maybe you and I meet again and, as you say, bash it about. I like that. So I think this is where I ask if you can commit to do that.
Definitely.
Okay.
It's the must. It's the next logical step.
All right. Well, does this feel like an okay place for you to even I to push the pause button?
Absolutely. And I'll schedule time otherwise.
Okay, that sounds great. So nice job. Really good work today, and I'm grateful that you were willing to kind of do the Eleanor Roosevelt, put yourself out there with me today. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. And I agree with the way you were characterized, by the way.
Bless you. Well, all right, Sherry and Jamie, I think we're at a place where you can join us.
Okay. Great. Thanks so much, Patty. Beautiful coaching session. Wow. Thank you so much. And thank you to your client as well. All right.
Patty was a wonderful client.
Yes. Yes. Very, very nice. So this is Sherry again. And I would love to start by asking you a question or two. And so the first one that, you know, it's always sort of this global question, which is, what was this session like for you today, Patty? Can you just speak to how you observed and your coaching? What was it like for you today?
Well, I was a little nervous. As most of us don't usually have an audience, so I had to take a little extra time to breathe and get centered so that I could be present and but it is always such a delight for me to work with this client that I pretty much settled in. And plus, I trust you and Jamie and the frame that you provide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. And so normal to be a little nervous, right? Coaching in front of the room or in front of a big group.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. That didn't come across. So thanks for settling in and focusing so fully on your client. I wasn't aware of your nervousness, so over here on this side listening.
Good.
Yeah. I just noticed such a clear trust and partnership here with this client, and as you say, you know, you're acknowledging your client. But there's clear trust and a great collaboration as you were going through this coaching session. So one thing I wanted to point out and ask you about I noticed that you asked her, you know, you said, just take a moment and check in with your gut. And you said, you have such a good gut. And you mm-hmm. said, is there any visceral response to that possibility? So, mm-hmm. Patty, could you just talk a little bit about what led you to that question? Is this a typical question for you? Just, would you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I tend to think of having access to all of our intelligence requires not only thinking but feeling and listening to what our gut, our visceral responses are as well. So when a client says, I'm trying to remember exactly where I said that, but when a client says, I really think I need to do this or something like that,
yeah.
I get curious not only just about their analysis, but their emotion and just the clarity in their gut. And if there's congruence, so I think that's what I was looking for.
And would you say the last thing you said? I missed it.
And their congruence, you know, between...
Their congruence, uh-huh.
Yeah, in using all of their intelligence, as they come to conclusions and as they make their decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, good. Thank you. Another thing that I noticed that I so appreciated was you checking in with her. And your question was, are we hitting the focus in talking about the meeting on Friday? Yeah. So what a great place to check in and just check for progress, right? So,
yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about that? Why is that important for you, that check-in?
Well, in our email exchange yesterday, she had pointed out that the meeting Friday is an important one and that she is in deep contemplation about her next steps with this company and with her own career. And so I had to check in our partnership, was our focus correct on lasering in on what needs to happen at this meeting or not? And she provided a really good course correction when she said, this is going to be a data point, but it's not going to be where I, go through my decision.
Yep.
And that was a wonderful course correction. I'm glad I asked that question.
Right. Yeah, it just illustrates, I think, the importance of doing that check-in because she did want a little course correction there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job. Yeah, beautiful. So, Jamie, do you have a question for Patty?
Yeah, I have a question. First, I have an acknowledgement about your use of acknowledgement, Patty. I just really heard you acknowledging your client in many different ways throughout, right from the beginning, right when you were first starting with her, and then, as Sherry mentioned, saying, you have such a good gut, let's check in with that. And just you found so many ways to acknowledge her, and I just, it just touched me the way you were able to really acknowledge her in unique kind of ways and without saying, I really want to acknowledge you for. Not that that's not okay, but, just really, really personal ways to acknowledge her. And then the other thing is I noticed that you're so skillful at being able to stop the conversation without having it feel like there's an interruption. You're interrupting your client.
Yeah.
How you've been able to hone that skill, because I heard you do it a few different times, and it really felt exactly right. But how do you do that?
Good. Well, that's my feedback. Thanks, Jamie. Mm-hmm. I think early on, one of my mentor coaches told me that if you can intrude in the service of your client and without a hint of impatience in your own heart, then it's probably a good interruption. And So I have applied that for as long as I've been a coach, that knowing our time is limited and knowing that I have the best interest of my client in mind and that there is no impatience in my heart, that creates a kind of a bravery about interrupting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really heard that, and it's clearly in the service of the client. And I hear your client being, you know, that works for the two of you, and really was an example of dancing with your client. I mean, I heard so many of the competencies in this session. I just wondered, is this a typical kind of session for you?
Yes, it's shorter.
Shorter, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I know probably coaches on the call, some typically work in 30-minute chunks. I tend to work in closer to 45 to 60-minute chunks with my clients, and pretty much face-to-face. One of the reasons I asked this client to join me was that we have done some work on the phone and had a fairly successful time doing that as well as in person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you. Sherry?
Yes. Thanks so much. Thanks, Patty. Let's go ahead and open up the lines now to everyone. So, everyone, what are you curious about? If you can please just say your first name, if you have a comment, a question, or acknowledgement for Patty, go ahead and press *6 now. Okay, so I'm going to ask another question while we wait for others to come on to press *6. Yep. So Patty, was there anything that surprised you in this session today?
You ask such good questions. I think I was a little surprised at my client's timeline. And, you know, it was very open to her clarifying to me how she sees things unfolding.
How she's what? Sorry?
How she sees things unfolding.
Yeah.
In this decision. And, you know, it's a reminder to me, just as we work together, that the timeline belongs to our clients, and you know I know that I have a default towards action and letting in the scope, and so there are times where I need to watch my pace and get further clarification from my client about how he or she sees the timeline unfolding. So. That was a bit of a surprise. I didn't know about the end of October.
Yeah, and as you're talking about that, it just reminding me that it once again to, as a coach, you know, so important to come in without those preconceived ideas or notions, or notice when we have them, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. To notice and then remember. Yeah, it's not about me. It's all about my client.
It is all about my client. Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, again, who would like to comment to Patty or ask a question? Go ahead and press *6 if you would like to do that. Yeah.
This is Deb.
Go ahead, Deb. Hi.
Thanks. Hi. You know, this might relate a little bit to what you were just talking about, Patty, with Sherry. But I really enjoyed listening to the session. So thank you for coming forward, doing it in public with your client, and I just picked up a lot from it. One of the things I noticed, Sherry even mentioned one of them. You know, are we hitting the focus? But you know, I really was liking the way you were asking the questions to kind of check in along the way. Can we stay mm-hmm. with this question? Can I summarize? Mm-hmm. You know, asking the permission like that of the client. And, mm-hmm. you know, I guess it really, in my mind, for me, the challenge is it does have to do with that pacing and my own mind running ahead. Like, I'm already on a roll with what's being, you know, what's in it, and maybe I'm like ready to go for the next thing. And so I'm wondering if that happens for you at all and how you catch yourself, if this kind of approach actually helps you stop for a moment before you're off and running with the next thing.
Oh, Deb, that is such a good observation. That has been a brilliant edge for me. Because I can get so enthused about the direction I think my client is going in. That, you know, I have sometimes it's good to use a focus form prior to our meetings. On my focus form, I actually ask, or sometimes I just ask my client in person about our pace. You know, is it time to speed it up, slow it down? Are we in the Goldilocks zone? And so I know that's been such a growing edge for me that I am pretty frequent in asking my clients about pace.
So you're just very deliberate about that for your mm-hmm. sake, for their sake, of course, but to help you kind of slow down as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the word permission, I think it plays a big role in my coaching, that every time I ask permission, I remind myself that this is a partnership and I don't know better than my client what their next step needs to be.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Deb. That was really a great question.
Yes, it was.
You must be a coach.
Yes, please.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay, great. Anybody else? Again, just pressing star 6.
This is Rick.
Hi, Rick. Go ahead.
Not a question, but what I really liked is you guys have already mentioned about the question of are we hitting the focus for the meeting on Friday. I was cheering you on at that point, Patty, so thanks for asking that question. That was awesome. And then another simple thing you did in the opening that I loved was asking her, is there anything you, I'm paraphrasing, but is there anything you need to close up or shut down to be present for this moment? Because my experiences with clients, sometimes they do have something lingering, but she was like, yeah, I need to take care of my laptop. So I thought that was great to draw her into the present. So great job.
Thank you, Rick.
I think that comes out of my, I have an office in Seattle where most of my clients come. And in Seattle traffic, sometimes people come skidding in sideways like Kramer, you know. So I say, okay, so you got your body here. What do you need to do to get the rest of you in here? And so that's a typical question my clients and I laugh about. And it does help them get present. It helps me get present, too.
Great. Yeah. Great observation. Thank you, Rick. Okay, good. Anybody else?
This is Deb again. Am I still on?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You know, just one other thing I wanted to mention. I love the phrase at the end, push the pause button. I wrote that one down because, you know, it's just such a clear, to me, a clear reminder of, you know, it's just never over. It continues. We're stopping for now. I'm right here with you. I'll be right here with you again. You know, all of it.
Yeah.
And so thanks for using that phrase. That was great.
Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I love that phrase. I always say, you know, coaching doesn't stop at the end of a coaching session. It continues on. And that would speak to that, right? Press the pause button for now, but there's more to come. So
that's right. And I'm in your corner even as you as we close this call.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Good. Thanks, Deb, and thanks, Patty. Okay. Jamie, would you like to move us into our next piece here?
Yes, I would. So I wanted to invite everyone who's listening today to just think for a minute, you know, what is something that you're taking away from the call today, something that will be useful to you in your coaching or in your personal life, possibly a new awareness that you gained. So I'd love to hear from a few people, what are you taking away? And again, star 6 to unmute.
This is Joanne.
Yeah.
It kind of fits into what's both a line that Patty used and a learning. And I noticed in the session that the client gave a lot of information about, you know, where her team was, her commitment to her team, to the CEO, to this person. That, in other words, there was a lot of data about what would go into the decision.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the phrases that was used, or one of the invitations was, what is, I get curious about this as I listen to you, what is negotiable for you and what is really a clear, firm decision that you'll take into the meeting? And I think there's, in life and in coaching sessions, we have lots of stuff. There's lots of stuff going on all the time. You know, there's lots of data coming in and there's lots of feelings about any decision or any relationship or any whatever. And that's fine. And you can stay in the data and just kind of bounce around. But a question like that says, that's fine, there's lots of data. so what helps you distinguish between where you are with that data, you know, what you want to do with that data, what values do you then bring to that data, or what decision does it involve? So I think there's an acceptance of the multiplicity of information and maybe positions you hold towards something in life or in a session, and a patience with that, as well as a sense of, but in this moment, what feels this way for you?
Right.
So I think both of those were really important, an acceptance and the right invitation that lets you reflect on it in a more concrete way.
Hmm. Great. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Patty.
Thanks, Joanne.
Good. Who else?
This is Nancy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi. I'm just so inspired by your response, Patty, when you said, I get so enthused about the direction I take my clients in so that I'm faithful and deliberate about asking permission. And every time I do that, I remind myself that I'm in a partnership with my clients and I don't know better than them. I'm just inspired by the humility, and there's such strength in that. So thank you for that answer. It's really inspired me.
Bless you. Thank you.
Great. Okay, who else? Something you're taking away.
Hi, it's Jen.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. It's Jen. For me, it's the reminder to check in the middle as well as at the beginning, getting really clear on, are we going where the client wants us to go?
Yeah.
And that reminder in the middle was a great one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyone else? Okay, great, really nice. And for me, my takeaway is the piece about interruptions and whether it's of service and if there's a patience in your heart that there's a way to do that and have it be seamless and have it really be supportive tool. So thank you for a great example of that. Okay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, good. So thank you, everyone, for your questions. And in closing today, again, thank you so much, Patty, for your masterful coaching. And thank you to your client for being here also and sharing this time with us. I mentioned earlier that we have a special offer for everyone on the call. And for those of you who are renewing your ICF credential in 2014, Sherry and I offer a class called Deeper Conversations that allows you to earn anywhere from 3 up to 40 CCEs, all in the core competencies. And we're offering all Real Coaching Session Unplugged attendees 10% off of any number of hours if you register by midnight of Friday, September 19th. So that's this coming Friday. The class started last week, but participants join in throughout the series, and there's still time to enroll and come along and earn the CCEs that you need either to renew this year or next year. The course will complete by mid-December. So you can read about it and register at www.deeperconversationscoaching.com. And Sherry, did you have anything to add to that?
Yes. I just want to say this class is really flexible. We designed it that way. This year we're offering two different time options available, a Monday-Wednesday course or a Tuesday-Thursday course. So I just wanted to mention that, and come along if you need some CCEUs. We would love to have you join us in Deeper Conversations.
Okay.
Thanks, Jamie.
Sure. Thank you. And please do email us if you've got any additional questions. So next month, we're featuring Dr. Pat Williams, MCC. The call will be on October 7th at 2 o'clock Eastern, and we hope everyone will join us. So now we're going to stop the recording and give the final code word